The Wonder Team and the Pharaoh's Fortune by Leah Williamson and Jordan Glover. Read by Ellie Kendrick. To our mums and our sisters, our grandmas and our nans, our aunts and our cousins, you are the inspirational women between these pages. Chapter 1. No I in Team. Leah's heart drummed inside her chest as she sprinted down the length of the pitch. Overhead, the sun was shining on the school field, its light glinting off the whistle dancing madly around Miss Corr's neck as the football coach waved her hands above her head. Next to her, the lens of George's camera twinkled as he snapped pictures for the school newspaper. But Leah wasn't concentrating on that. Her eyes were glued to the football. In a few days' time, St. Anne's, the best team in the area, were coming to play Leah's school team, Crickle End High. In order to prepare, Miss Corr had the team playing practice games every day. By the time the match rolled around, Crickle End High had to be the best they'd ever been if they wanted to win. This thought was at the front of Leah's mind as she watched the opposing team pass the ball around quickly. Mimi tried, and failed, to tackle a blonde year eight who towered over her. At the last second, the player saw she was coming and skipped away, the ball staying safely between her feet. Mimi screwed up her nose in frustration. Leah knew how she felt. The defender marking her had barely left her alone since the match had started, sticking to Leah's side like someone had covered him in Pritt stick. It was one of the main reasons they had yet to score. So far, Leah's side had done a good job of keeping the ball out of their net too, but Leah wasn't sure it was going to last much longer. Suddenly, Leah heard a shout of triumph. Mimi had finally managed to win the ball back. Grinning fiercely, she raced down the pitch, her braids flying behind her. A handful of players pursued her, their arms pumping as they tried to catch up. But Mimi was too fast. As she got closer to the goal, Mimi lifted her eyes, searching for someone to pass the ball to. Leah tried to get free, dodging desperately. The opposing defender was too good, though. He mirrored her every move with an infuriating grin.
Mimi!
William Riley shouted from the opposite side of the pitch. He'd managed to break free of his defender, surging forward. Mimi kicked the ball in his direction, and he caught it with his feet.
Yes,
Leah breathed, watching as her teammate spun around and raced towards the goal, his eyebrows pinched in concentration. But the other side weren't giving up. Leah could see they were getting ready to swarm William. Players charged towards him from every direction. There was no way he was going to be able to get a clear shot at the goal. Adrenaline surged through Leah's body, and with a burst of speed, she twisted around the defender marking her, moving her feet in a rapid dance. It worked. The defender darted one way, whilst Leah went the other. Grinning, she sprinted forward.
William!
She shouted, waving her hands to get his attention.
I'm open!
Ringed by opposing players, William flicked his eyes up. Leah had a direct line to the goal. If William could just slip the ball through the legs of the player surrounding him, Leah could score. He shifted towards her, his foot hovering above the ball. But then, William's gaze shifted away. He changed direction and charged forward, dodging the players around him, and moving away from Leah.
William, what are you doing?
Mimi shouted from behind them.
I'm open!
Leah cried again. But William ignored them both. He hunched his shoulders and barreled forward, forcing his way towards the goal. His gaze shifted between the ball at his feet and the net in front of him. Taking a deep breath, he drew back his foot and kicked. The ball seemed to arc through the air in slow motion. For a moment, Leah thought it might go in. But the angle wasn't right. The team